Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of FrontRowSoccer.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Olindo's, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for being with us tonight. Well, there's still snow on the ground here in Rochester and upstate New York and Northeast, but that's not slowing down the Rochester Rhinos as they prepare for the USL season, which kicks off for the Rhinos next Saturday in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, against Bethlehem Steel FC. We'll talk about the team and the latest news from Rhinos camp with new assistant coach Mark Pulisic at 7 p.m., so you want to stay tuned for that. You might even sneak in a question or two about his somewhat famous son, as we all know who he is, Christian Pulisic, and, of course, the U.S. men's national team. We're talking a lot about that tonight. Big, big match this Friday night against Honduras, a World Cup qualifier in San Jose. Michael Lewis will give us all the information on the match and the injury problems that the U.S. men have currently, number of starters out due to injury and suspensions. We'll get the latest from Michael on that. And World Cup qualifying around the world is also kicking off again this week after the long winter break. We'll talk about that with Dick Howard, along with the latest news from the European leagues and the UEFA Champions League draw. Boy, two huge ties there. Bayern Munich against Real Madrid and Juventus and Barcelona. Boy, we'll talk about that with Dick. And also some news, a new head coach for the Canadian national team, and they'll be in action this week as well. We'll talk about that with Dick Howard. Fortunately, Joe Sirianni not with us tonight. He's under the weather. He'll be back with us again on next Monday's show. I want to give you some updates on what's going on with the Rochester Rhinos. First and foremost, breaking news, just before we went on the air tonight, the Rhinos have signed two new players for the 2017 season. You may have seen them in preseason action. First in the back at center back, Ryan Felix, played with Orange County last year and the year before that. Team, so we're very happy to have Ryan joining us, and also joining the Rhinos from Haiti, Cristiano Francois, another French-speaking player coming to the Rhinos. He spent the last two seasons in the second division in Portugal. You might have seen him play for the Richmond Kickers a few years back. He was a product of DC United, went to the University of Maryland, played all 24 games for the Terrapins in 2012. A very dynamic attacking player, and certainly we'll be looking forward to seeing him as the Rhinos kick off their season next Saturday against Bethlehem Steel. The home opener is Saturday, the 22nd of April, against the New York Red Bulls II, the defending champions, at Capelli Sports Stadium. Kickoff is 6:05 for the home opener. Be sure to get your season tickets by calling 454-KICK. Or go to rhinosoccer.com. 16 home matches this season and a 32-match schedule. It's going to be a very exciting year. I want to let everybody know that if you want to go down and see the Rhinos' first match of the year against Bethlehem Steel, it's about a five-hour drive down to Allentown, Pennsylvania, the campus of Lehigh University, where Bethlehem Steel plays their games. It's a 4 o'clock kickoff, so if you leave, you know, 9:30, get down there, have some food, enjoy the game, and you'll be back home probably before the end of the day at midnight. So we encourage all Rhino fans to make the trip down to Pennsylvania to see the Rhinos in their first match of the USL season against Bethlehem Steel FC. Name of the stadium is Goodman Stadium on the campus of Lehigh University. Beautiful facility down there. Again, that's coming up next Saturday, 4 p.m. If you can't watch the game in person. You can always check it out online. You can go to rhinosoccer.com to get the information on that. Also, something new from the Rhinos Youth Fan Club is starting up this year. For $45, you get general admission tickets to all 16 USL regular season matches. What a deal that is. Just for the tickets, less than $3 a ticket to go see the Rochester Rhinos at home every home match this year in the regular season. You also get a Rhinos replica youth jersey, access to private events throughout the year. Your friends and family, parents can get additional tickets at a discount. There's also a weekly newsletter. You call 454-KICK once again or go to rhinosoccer.com for more information on the Rochester Rhinos Youth Fan Club presented by Capelli Sport. Very excited about that. And also coming up this week, if you want to meet the Rochester Rhinos, you have a chance to do that this coming Friday at the Blue Cross Arena. The Rochester Rhinos are having a Rhinos season ticket holder appreciation night at Blue Cross Arena in conjunction with the Rochester Amherst. They will face the Springfield Thunderbirds this Friday night at 7 p.m. You can get autographs, meet the players and the staff, the coaches. Great chance to get a chance to meet everybody before the season starts. As, of course, the Rhinos are on the road for the first three matches this year. So that's this Friday. Game is at 7 o'clock at the Blue Cross Arena. We encourage all Rhino fans to go out and support your local teams, including the Amerks, Nighthawks, Razor Sharks, Red Wings, all the teams. But, of course, if you want to meet the Rhinos, this is your first chance to do it this year, this coming Friday. This Saturday, the Rhinos will have an inter-squad game. And the time and location to be announced. Again, go to rhinosoccer.com for more information on that match. The field is clear, by the way. If you've been on the Rhinos Twitter page at twitter.com/RochesterRhinos, they've got some short videos of some practice information and practice free kicks that the Rhinos are doing. You can see the stadium there, watching it right now on the Twitter feed. The grass is green, and the snow is all pushed off to the side, so Rhinos are practicing outdoors at Capelli Sports Stadium. And so if you want to check out any of the practices, they practice from 10 to 12 in the morning at Capelli Sports Stadium. So again, all very excited about the upcoming Rochester Rhinos season. We will have more from the Rochester Rhinos at 7 o'clock. We will speak with the new assistant coach for the Rochester Rhinos, Mark Pulisic. He is the father of U.S. International Christian Pulisic and a longtime friend and colleague and teammate of Rhinos coach Bob Lilly. Went to college together, worked in the front office. They played alongside each other indoors. Great combination there, and we'll have Mark for the first time on our show at 7 p.m. Let's take our first break. When we come back, we'll speak with Dick Howard. We'll get all the latest news around the world of soccer. Some big news out of England. One of the biggest stars in the English national team is not with the team for their matches this coming week. And it's making a lot of news in England. We'll talk about that. Plus all the other things that are going around the world of soccer next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Kushakush, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Jilai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard, brought to you by our title sponsor, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. He's located in Gates at 2005 Lyle Avenue. If you get off 390 at Lyle Avenue, the office is right there. If you drive just a little bit in toward the city, it's on your right-hand side. The interactive website, which is being updated, and we'll have a lot of new information on it very soon, is davidolivodmd.com. Or you can call the office at 328-3382 to make an appointment for a consultation, get your teeth cleaned, or if you have any other oral hygiene or issues with your mouth and gums, definitely give Dr. Levo a call. We highly recommend him here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Dick, good evening. How are things up in Toronto?
Good. Well, the snow's on its way out, and Bob's saying there's still a little bit of snow in the area in Rochester, but thankfully, we're getting a little bit of spring, and I'm getting my breath back, Andrew, after that Manchester City-Liverpool game yesterday. Unbelievable, wasn't it?
A lot of great action in that match, and some
pace of the game, you know, there were so many things happening, and some incredible misses. Obviously, always the controversy caused by the match officials, which is always the case now, but in the end, probably a fair result, given the performances of both those teams.
And there's going to be some misconduct charges for Manchester City for surrounding the referee after the penalty call in the first half, so around the 50th minute of the fixture.
It was a valid call. It was a valid call. He went in recklessly with the foot up, and I don't know why they're objecting to that. Also, I think with the Middlesbrough Manchester United game, there were some incidents following the game.
Well, certainly the pressure is on all these teams, really, for trying to get into the Champions League. You know, Arsenal's right now on the outside looking in after their surprising loss to West Brom.
Andrew, you must be so confident. 13 points up with Chelsea. They're not going to relinquish that, are they?
Well, the thing is the only teams that Chelsea have to face in the top six are Manchester City at home on the 5th of April, and then later on they go to Old Trafford. I mean, the Spurs, they've already played twice and actually didn't do very well against them, but the Spurs, we're going to have to count on Chelsea losing, and they have more of their matches left at home than away, and they play a lot of the bottom teams, and they've just shown this year that
it's interesting that Conte said they need 21 points from the remaining 10 games, and that will see them clear, but he said it isn't finished yet, and you saw a very good performance at Stoke with that 2-1 win.
It was a great performance, late goal from Gary Cahill to send them through with another victory. So pretty much the premiership, and I think Serie A is over too. As the Bundesliga has been over for a long time with Bayern Munich opening up big lead, but Juve I think is in control.
Yeah, I think Coach Siriani will be happy with Juve. And I was going to get him to comment on Cuadrado's forward row following his goal. An interesting way of celebrating the goal, and he had a couple of other players, I think, helping him out quite a nice, tidy forward roll.
Certainly was a big win for Juve on the weekend. So really the only league that's still up in question is La Liga. Real Madrid's up 2 points on Barcelona with a match in hand. They do play each other later in the year, and Real also plays Atletico, but both the matches are at home. So I think Real is...
And they've got El Clasico on the 23rd of April as well in Madrid, so... Yep. That could be a classical six-point affair, but the way Real Madrid are playing, you would think that they will be full value for another championship, but it's going to be interesting in that one, and unlike some of the others, as you rightly say, done like dinner, so to speak, with regards to winning when you look at Bayern especially.
Yeah, Bayern opened it up after a close first part of the year. They've opened up a big lead, but I think both those teams, Real and Bayern, are looking forward to the Champions League quarterfinals. Boy.
Mouth-watering matchups, aren't they? Jeez. Some great, great games. Real against Bayern München. Had to pick, at this stage of the game, Barca, Juve. Joe, I think, would prefer any other team other than Barcelona, probably. Monaco, Dortmund.
I'm back. Sorry,
great performance by Monaco, and Dortmund, of course, are always in contention. But the one game, of course, and the one team that really has caught everybody's attention is Leicester City, with that marvelous performance against Sevilla, now playing against Atletico.
It's interesting, Dick. The top four teams, you'd think, if you look at the eight that are left, the top four are playing each other, and the second four are playing each other. So. Very interesting the way that worked out. You're going to have two of the power teams that are going to go out in the quarterfinals, and you're going to see two maybe unfancy teams in the semifinals. So it's the way the luck of the draw went.
It's going to be very interesting. As you say, with regards to Leicester City and their performance, who knows, could they win the European Champions League? That would be something, wouldn't it? Long way to go yet. Lots
They're
of other games coming on. Lots
of
international games coming up, Andrew.
Yes, there are. But the big, we teased at the beginning of at the end of the last segment, a big news in England was it with Gareth Southgate announcing his lineup for the friendly on Wednesday in Dortmund against Germany, and then the qualifier against Lithuania. Wayne Rooney was left out of the England team, the all-time leading scorer in the history of English soccer for the national team, is not on the squad, and it's certainly causing a lot of eyebrows went up when that was announced. What do you
not
think?
Mine. No, not mine. And great that Jermaine Defoe has got his chance, after being left out of the game with the national team level for the last 3 years. Getting all kinds of abuse from his teammates because he still has an England flag on his boots, and he's delighted to be selected. I saw him being interviewed today, and when you talk about players that put on the national team jersey and have a passion, then you look no further than the Jermaine Defoe, who of course we know so well from his time here with Toronto FC.
Absolutely, certainly doing great work for Sunderland this year. Sunderland not doing very well, but it's going to be an interesting match. The friendly is happening because they're sending off Lukas Podolski. He's ending his international career, the third most caps in German soccer history. So that is the reason for the match in Dortmund. And you see all the big names will be there, and it should be a lot of fun. It's always great to see when Germany and England play.
Neuer is out injured,
so
it'll be interesting to see a German team without him between the posts.
That's certainly the case. And so that you can watch that match on ESPN3, and unfortunately not on broadcast television, but you can watch it online on ESPN3. The other big match on Wednesday, Dick, is Scotland hosting the Canadians with a brand new head coach. So
Octavio Zambrano, yes, people in Major League Soccer know him well, of course, as a player and a coach over the years, and now he's got his first national team position and a very positive press conference on Friday in Toronto when he was introduced to the media, and obviously high hopes that he will put Canada back on track again. And starting with a good performance against Scotland, and then, of course, the Gold Cup comes up in the summer.
And they'll be playing also against Qatar. Now, Dick, is that match going to be in Qatar, or is it going to be somewhere else?
The Qatar tournament, the under-23 team, is in Qatar.
Oh, okay. So the Scotland team is the full national team, though, of Canada. So
that's the full national team, yeah, and he's got the younger players traveling to the Middle East, yeah.
So are they playing that at the National Stadium in Scotland?
They're playing the game at Easter Road in Edinburgh. And I don't think the ticket sales have been too great for the game thus far. People have been disenchanted with the Scottish team, of course, especially following the defeat against England, and the fact that they're going to be in a tough spot. I don't think they will qualify for Russia next year, but there'll still be a good crowd and hopefully a good performance by what could well be quite a young Canadian team.
Absolutely. Well, Dick, as you mentioned, there's a lot of World Cup qualifying. Thursday is a very big day in South America. Some of the top teams are playing each other. Remember, the top two teams in the group are playing. Uruguay, who is second to Brazil, will host the Brazilians. The long-time bitter rivalry between those two teams. And then Argentina.
Absolutely fabulous atmosphere in the Centenario Stadium in Montevideo. That will be the game. If I had a choice of where I wanted to be, that is where I would want to be. And Argentina, of course, hoping to get back on track. They're sort of recovering to a certain extent from a very slow start in qualifying and hopeful of a good result against Los Chilenos.
That's a big game. Now Argentina is on the outside looking in for the World Cup.
They usually is Argentina and Brazil, but now this time around, Argentina are well down with, I think, 15 points, and Brazil are on top with 27. So,
and back here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, sorry for the technical difficulties, but Dick, obviously a lot of things happening in South America, and then we get into Europe starting on Friday, Italy against Albania and Spain against Israel. Big games there for the Italians and the Spaniards if they're going to keep their advantage in Group G.
Yeah, the two of them are battling, Andrew. I think, you know, it's who's going to be first and who's going to be second and going into the playoff sequence. But interesting game, Republic of Ireland against Wales. We'll see whether the Welsh team can get some of the kind of results they got in Euro, which was tremendous to see.
Absolutely. That's in Group D, and that Ireland's on top of that group right now. Serbia standing second, Wales third. Saturday, Belgium against Greece, top two teams in Group H. They're really running away with that, but that should be an excellent match. And then Montenegro against Poland is another important match as well, top two teams in Group E. So it's all kicking off once again, the World Cup qualifying.
And it's great. And in Asia, of course, all eyes will be on China because Marcello Lippi has taken over as the national coach, of course. He's got tough games against Iran and Korea, so we'll see if he can get them into the final stages. But a lot is at stake around the world, and we'll be following it closely on TV here in North America. It'll be great.
Absolutely. And of course, we'll be watching CONCACAF closely as well, closer than anything else. All the matches on Friday. We'll talk later with Michael about U.S.
Bruce Arena, of course, hoping to get his first result after the U.S. very slow start in qualifying. So it's going to be interesting to see if they can get a result in that first game.
Yep, it certainly will be a big matches coming up, and we'll be watching those. And I was going to mention also, Dick, there was a Canadian derby this weekend. Toronto FC went out to Vancouver and posted a big victory thanks to Jozy Altidore at a great match.
Yeah, he took his goal exceptionally well, playing with a lot of confidence at the present time. And it's a good result. There's always a good rivalry between Vancouver and Toronto over the years. And certainly prior to the player being sent off, it was quite an even match, but Toronto took the chances well, and they were full value for the 2-0 win at the end of it all. But I think the sending off of Shea was the key turning point in the game.
It certainly was. That's right. After that, when Toronto scored their goals, and Vancouver had a respectable result down in Mexico against Tigres. They only lost 2-0, but they need to have a shutout in the return leg if they're going to have a chance, I think, because if they give up an away goal, then they have to score 4, and that's going to be extremely difficult.
They started off well, didn't they? You know, and I thought they were going to come out with just a narrow defeat, but that second goal could be a vital one. But we'll wait and see when they get to BC Place. The crowd there is very supportive of the Whitecaps, so hopefully there'll be another team other than a Mexican team going through. And the way the start, of course, of FC Dallas, that was great for their result.
2-1 win over Pachuca, but again, Pachuca gets that away goal, so it'll be all to play for when the return legs happen in a couple of weeks. So, Dick, as always, we appreciate you being on the show, and we'll be watching the matches. We'll have more to talk about this on next Monday's show with more World Cup qualifying and then the leagues getting started again the following weekend.
Great. Lots to talk about, as always. Keep the ball rolling, Andrew.
Thanks a lot, Dick. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. That's Dick Howard, live from Toronto, Ontario, here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. You can hear Dick's and the International Report every week on our show. Coming up next, we'll be joined by the assistant coach of the Rochester Rhinos, Mark Pulisic, here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Love to hear the robin go tweet, 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 rock and robin, tweet, 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 rock and robin, tweet, rock and robin, cause we're really gonna rock up tonight. Every little swallow, every chickadee, every little bird in the tall oak tree. The wise old owl, the big black crow, flap of their wings, sing and go, bird, go. Rockin' Robin, tweet, tweet, rock, rock, rockin' Robin, tweet, tweet, go, rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock tonight.
Local sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1, W221CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home, built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
St. Padre Pio Chapel, located at 141 Frank Domino Way in Gates, is a great place to visit for thought and reflection. The chapel is open daily from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and you can have a tour of the chapel on request. To arrange for a tour, please call Pia Pelosi at 621-6703.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Cooch, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's! Rhinos.com.
The Rochester Rhinos kick off the 2017 USL regular season next Saturday, April 1st at 4 p.m. on the road at Bethlehem Steel FC. If you can't make the trip to Pennsylvania in person, visit Rhinosoccer.com for information on how to watch the match live online. The Rhinos home opener is Saturday, April 22nd at 6:05 p.m. against the defending USL champion New York Red Bulls 2 at Capelli Sports Stadium. Rochester Rhinos 2017 season tickets are now on sale, which include all 16 regular season home matches. Purchase your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to regain the USL championship. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti, Joe Sirianni. A little bit under the weather tonight, so he'll be back with us on next Monday's show. Wish Joe all the best in his recovery, and I'm sure he's probably listening to the show right now saying, why didn't you talk about Juventus more? But anyway, we'll talk more about Juventus in Italy and all the international soccer news next week, and of course we'll have coming up in just a little while Michael Lewis talk about the big U.S.-Honduras match this Friday in San Diego, World Cup qualifying returns. But now we're very happy to be joined for the first time on our show by the new assistant coach of the Rochester Rhinos, Mark Pulisic, and Mark's appearance is brought to you by the Rhinos. Get your 2017 season tickets, flex packs, etc. by calling 454-KICK or visiting rhinosoccer.com. Mark, thank you very much for being on the show. Welcome.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you, and welcome to Rochester. And hopefully the 2 feet of snow didn't put you off at all when that came tumbling down last week.
Yeah, it was a nice welcoming present for me, but I'm used to it growing up in the Northeast, so it wasn't a big deal for me.
Well, Bob gave us a background on your relationship a couple weeks ago when he was on our show. And I know, I'm sure he's very excited about having you as part of the Rhinos family, as we all are. What is it like for you to work with Bob again after being friends and colleagues and teammates for so many years?
Yeah, I mean, it just kind of worked out. He was looking for help, and I was looking to get back to the States. And obviously, we've been friends for many, many years. And it was just kind of, for me, it was a no-brainer to work with Bob. I mean, with all the successes that he's had coaching in this league, and you know, I wanted to get back in the assistant role capacity first. So, you know, who else better to gain the experience and knowledge of the league and players than to work with Bob? So. Very fortunate to have the opportunity.
And again, we're very happy that you're here. And obviously this is a big change for you coming to Rochester and American soccer after spending time at Borussia Dortmund with Christian. For the fans, what are the major differences? Obviously it's a much bigger club, Dortmund, but what are the differences between how the practices work and things like that from playing in Germany and Dortmund versus here in Rochester?
Well, I mean, you know, there's differences. Obviously, you know, going to Europe and being able to watch and see is at all different age groups and the professional level. But at the end of the day, you know, if you have a good group of guys to work with and a good head coach as Bob is, and you know, there's no big changes in the game of soccer. So, you know, he's very, very knowledgeable. He's running training sessions very well. I help him in many capacities, help bring some of my knowledge. And but as far as, you know, tactical changes and big changes in those regards of, you know, do they have special magic training sessions in Germany or at Dortmund? It's not true. I mean, you know, we're doing many things that I see or have seen been done overseas for many years. So, yeah, the level's a little different. Obviously, you know, you have different level players, but as far as the way things are run and organized from a training session on, it's very similar.
with Mark Pulisic, the assistant coach of the Rochester Rhinos. Rhinos' first match of the season will be next Saturday afternoon at 4 p.m. and against Bethlehem Steel FC down at Lehigh University in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Again, it's about a 4.5 to 5 hour drive, depending on how fast you go. All expressway, very easy to get down there. If you can't make it, definitely watch the match online. Go to rhinosoccer.com for more information on that. So Mark, there's been, obviously, there's two player signings that were announced a little before the show went on the air. Ryan Felix and Cristiano Francois, two players I saw a couple of preseason matches, and they looked very well. Looked like they're going to be great additions to the team. When will the roster be set for the Rhinos for the 2017 season?
We're close. I think we've kept a spot or two open. We have a few guys still in camp that are not signed, so we're still looking. We have two new players this week. So, we're very comfortable with what we currently have, but we do feel there's some different needs. When you go through a long season, you're looking at eight, nine months. It's, you want to make sure your roster's set and you're very comfortable with everyone on it, because you're going to need to use every player on your roster. So we do have a few spots open. We're still looking, but we're at 22, I believe, signed now. So we're almost there.
That's great. And the Rhinos had a tough preseason schedule this year, two top-quality college teams plus three USL teams. And the Rhinos just did their best work, Mark, with the USL sides. They won 3-0 against Ottawa Fury up in Canada and then beat Pittsburgh 5-1 in a 120-minute match and then beat Toronto FC 3-1 on Friday. So how are you seeing the team developing as we move along through the preseason, getting ready for that first match next Saturday?
I think we're happy with the way things are going. Those preseason games, it's tough to really get a full read on how things will be, as the next few weeks come and we start opening up real play. Coaches are trying different things and utilizing many different players and formations. And so, but we got results, and you're always looking to get results, even in preseason. Whenever you step on the field, you want to bring them have the guys understand the importance of what winning is and how to win. So we're happy with the way things have gone. Obviously, there are many things we feel we need to continue to work on. But as far as the preseason went, we feel we're on a good course right now.
How did the snowstorm affect the practices and the preparation, if at all?
I think we only missed one day. We didn't want the guys traveling on that first day. That was pretty harsh. But the next day, we just went inside. So we didn't really miss much at all. We were able to get the stadium plowed. So we were even outside today already, out on the stadium field. So it was a little bit of a bump in the road, but not much.
Yes. Looking on Twitter, there's a little clip of some free kick practicing going out at the stadium. It looks like the field is in very good condition. The snow's all off to the side, and
yep,
Hopefully it'll all melt by the time the season opener happens. I'm sure it will. The sun is warm, and the snow is pretty much well melted, and everything looking good at the stadium for the opener in about a month's time.
Yeah, for sure.
So for last question, your first match against Bethlehem Steel down in Pennsylvania, your old stomping grounds, you and Bob. How does that feel for you to have to play your first game or have your first coaching match for the Rhinos in Pennsylvania in your home state?
Yeah, it'll be fun to go back down that way and play against. We'll know a lot of the coaching staff of Bethlehem, and it's an area that I have a house nearby there, and so it's going to be fun. But the most important thing is we have a job to do. So I'll be very happy to go in, get a win, and get out, to be honest. So we're excited to get our season rolling here next week.
I look forward to meeting you in person when we get into the season, and best of luck as the team prepares for the opener next Saturday.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark.
Thanks for having me on. Okay, bye-bye.
Hey, it's a pleasure. Thank you for coming on. It's Mark Pulisic, the assistant coach of the Rochester Rhinos, here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by Michael Lewis for the U.S. Soccer Report. We'll be talking about Mark's son.
top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Whether you just found it or you've lived there for years, you'll never forget that feeling. It was something that made you realize this house would become your home. And since there's no place like it, it deserves protection just as special. A local Allstate agent can help you customize an Allstate house and home insurance policy and point out lots of ways to save. Like if you have a newer roof, it could help lower your rate.
Call East Rochester Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo at 585-381-3530 today.
The Rochester Rhinos kick off the 2017 USL regular season next Saturday, April 1st at 4 p.m. on the road at Bethlehem Steel FC. If you can't make the trip to Pennsylvania in person, visit rhinosoccer.com for information on how to watch the match live online. The Rhinos' home opener is Saturday, April 22nd at 6.05 p.m. against the defending USL champion New York Red Bulls 2 at Capelli Sports Stadium. Rochester Rhinos' 2017 season tickets are now on sale, which include all 16 regular season home matches. Purchase your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to regain the USL championship. Get your Rhinos tickets today!
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of FrontRowSoccer.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
And the U.S. Soccer Report with Michael Lewis, brought to you by Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsburgh. 248-2650 is the phone number, or go to topnotchmonogramming.com. If you want to get prepared for the U.S. against Honduras this Friday, and of course U.S. next Tuesday against Panama, get your U.S. soccer gear at Top Notch Monogramming. Tony, one of the biggest supporters of our U.S. men's national team, has seen them numerous times all over the country, all over the world. Support Tony and Top Notch Monogramming, and they are definitely top notch over there. And get all your gear, your embroidery, your screen printing, etc., at Top Notch Monogramming. Michael, good evening, and how's things going down in New York City?
Pretty well. I'm not trying to shake things up a bit. You might have reported it already on your show, but a while ago, Real Salt Lake fired their coach, Jeff Kassar.
I did see that.
They're looking for a new coach. This is three games into the season. we could still talk about the U.S. national team, but I thought I would update your listeners about that.
Well, as Joe always says, coaches are hired to be fired. So,
right.
That's a little bit quick, though, I think, three games into the season. I wonder if something else might be going on there.
I feel like we're either in Brazil or Italy, because they go through coaches like some people drink water. It's probably the earliest in MLS history. I'm not the last word on coaches being fired in the league, but I can't recall anyone losing their job this early. It's I'm one for give the person a chance. Maybe, like you said, something happened that we don't know about. I think things will be coming out in the next few days, but I thought I'd give your listeners an update.
Well, Thank you, Michael. We always get the latest news from soccer. FrontRowSoccer.com, Michael Lewis's new website. Go there to get all the latest information in the world of soccer, especially focusing on the New York City teams and our national teams as well. And, Michael, this Friday, it's the U.S. against Honduras. It's the game. I mean, the U.S. needs to win this game, and they are shorthanded with a glut of significant injuries that is going to make this a challenge. I think. Michael, sorry about that. We're having some technical issues here. Some of the names that the U.S. are going to be missing on Friday. Give us the rundown.
Well, where do you begin? I guess we're going to start maybe at the top. Bobby Wood, who I think a lot of people had slotted in with Jozy Altidore to give the team a good or very good 1-2 punch at the top of the attack, because for the U.S. to win, they need goals. You want to get technical, they just need one and get out of there with a 1-0 victory, but you want an attack that is dangerous, and that looked like the most likely pairing. Now, you just wonder who Bruce Arena is going to put next to Altidore if he decides to go with two forwards. Jordan Morris, who looked like he was injured a bit, or he was limping during last night's Seattle and New York Red Bulls game. I haven't heard anything otherwise, but I guess if he's healthy enough to join the team, I would like to think he's healthy enough to play. I would assume so. Clint Dempsey is the other listed forward, and I'm not certain you want to use maybe Clint Dempsey as a starter, maybe coming off the bench later on. I don't know if he's in total form or total fitness to go 90 minutes in an international match, but that's going to shake things up. Let's go way back to the other side of the defense, where you've got Brad Guzan had to drop out because his wife is giving birth this week, and that doesn't happen very often. And while it's not the end of the world back there, I think you've got a quality goalkeeper in Tim Howard, and I think he was going to start anyway, but you want that competition right there. But I think those are probably the two of the biggest news coming out of the camp. Yes, the U.S. had to call in a few other players this week. Let's see.
Well, Sasha Kljestan is in the team now.
Johnson gets injured, and Graham Susi comes in to replace him. To me, that hurts, but I think the U.S. could go work around that. Sasha Kljestan, who I thought should have been in the original call-up last week, was recalled yesterday. And even though he's a late call-up, I still would not be surprised if Bruce Arena uses him as a starter, especially if he's going to put Michael Bradley in there as the holding midfielder, and Pulisic as another midfielder. I still think you want someone creative in the middle, but who knows what's going to happen.
It's going to be a tough match for the U.S., but Christian Pulisic, obviously we're very interested in him right now here in Rochester, with his father being the assistant coach of the Rhinos, and he's at 18 years old. He's making his name. He scored the series-winning goal for Dortmund in the Champions League victory, and he's been playing very well as of late. I mean, maybe you go with one forward and you have the two wide players, Pulisic on one side and potentially a Kljestan or somebody like that on the other side, and have Altidore be the target forward. Would that be a possibility, maybe?
Well, there are different possibilities, and I think, knowing Bruce Arena, he's going through all those possibilities. And with each lineup or each formation, the starting 11 might change too, because some players are probably better off with one forward. You want to have maybe a different type of a midfielder helping run the show there. So I think it's a movable object until probably Thursday, when I would assume Bruce Arena would name the lineup and tell his starters who's going to be lining up against Honduras. You know, this is the arguably the most important qualifying match for the United States in years, because a loss would, I wouldn't say bury the Americans, but it would make it even more difficult for them to climb out of the bottom of CONCACAF. Not impossible. A tie? Nah, that's not good enough. They need a victory at home. You could afford the loss in Panama, although you'd like to get 4 points out of those two games, a victory and a tie, but you need those 3 points at home. They just cannot afford to give up 3 points, or worse, lose 3 points. This would be unheard of in modern times, the U.S. losing consecutive World Cup qualifying games at home. It hasn't happened in over a generation.
It certainly hasn't. And the injuries, obviously, if this is a full U.S. team, I think it would be a very likely 3 points. But now with all these injuries and the suspensions, it changes the way this is going to work out. We'll see what happens on Friday. The other matches, Mexico and Costa Rica, they're the top two teams in the group right now. Mexico will be the host team in that match, and I think the U.S. probably rooting for a draw in that match, most likely, to limit the points for each of those sides. And then TNT, the other team with 0 points, will be hosting Panama. So things could change up in the hex, depending on how this goes. If TNT and the U.S. can win, and Mexico, Costa Rica ends in a draw, things get very tight, and it's anybody's situation right at that point.
Well, you know, it's such an early stage right now that the U.S. could go from famine to feast in terms of, let's say the U.S. wins both games. They've got 6 points, and they're right smack in the middle of things. And the best thing that could happen for the U.S. is for other teams to play ties. You're absolutely right. It's not just Costa Rica or Mexico. It's Trinidad, Panama, Honduras in their games, because you want to see that other point, you know, float away into thin air. The thing is, I guess maybe for the U.S., let's assume first place is out of the question for the U.S. Let's assume that. That's not a wild idea by any means. Maybe you want to see Costa Rica win, so Mexico gets no points, because the U.S., the likelihood of the U.S. catching Costa Rica at this moment doesn't look that great. So you want to have Mexico with nothing and let Costa Rica run away with it. Easier said than done, though, when you're playing when you're playing at Azteca. But things can change greatly. But you know, we have to look at reality right now. And this is a big, big game for the U.S. The more I think of it, it's the biggest game in years, very possibly since November 19th, 1989.
The game that the U.S. will always remember, for the game that put the U.S. into the 1990 World Cup in Italy. It certainly is that. It's Bruce Arena is on the hot seat. I mean, this is why the U.S. went with Bruce, and he's somebody who has always delivered in the past, and I think that the team, I think, understands. They know that this is a must-win. And Honduras is a good team, but they're not a great team. And playing at home, you think the U.S. would have the advantage. Of course, Honduras, they're going to play for a point, because they would gain a point with a draw here at San Jose. So
It's funny you mentioned that. I spoke with Roger Espinoza from Sporting Kansas City, who's played for the Honduran team for almost a decade. And he said, no, we're not going for a draw. We're playing for a win. If it winds up as a draw, so be it. But they're going after, they feel that they could win home or away, including in the United States. So at least that's one player saying that. Again, he doesn't set the strategy, but I still think any team that comes into the United States and gets a draw in a World Cup qualifier, that's like a victory for them. U.S. does not draw very many teams here in the U.S. On American soil anymore in those qualifying matches. So, yes, that would to me, that would be a win for Honduras.
It will. The match will be, again, held in San Jose at the home of the San Jose Earthquakes. It's going to be a late kickoff on Friday, 10:50 kickoff. So it's on Fox Sports 1. So if you're watching the NCAA tournament, you can each catch the first game without interruption and then do your split screen or go to your favorite location to see the U.S. national team play. Mexico, Costa Rica will be on Fox Sports 1 at 8:50, and then Trinidad, Tobago, Panama will be on beIN Sport at 7. So all three matches, Michael, being played back-to-back-to-back.
Yeah, I don't think my wife is going to see much of me on Friday night. But seriously, for any soccer aficionado or fan, and you're into international soccer, particularly on this side of the world, that's incredible. And just make sure you have enough refreshments to get you through, and maybe for the U.S. game, drink some coffee or tea to keep you going later on, because you're going to need the caffeine. That game is going to be completed early Saturday morning. Thank heaven the next day is a weekend for most of us.
Absolutely. Well, Michael, it's going to be quite a night of soccer. We'll keep our fingers crossed for the United States so they can get the 3 points they need. And we'll talk about it all on next Monday and preview the U.S. Taking on Panama down in Central America on Tuesday. So thanks for being with us as always, and we'll talk next Monday.
Hey, my pleasure. Thank you very much. Have a good week.
Thanks, Michael. It's Michael Lewis from FrontRowSoccer.com, one of the longest reigning and longest writing journalist for U.S. soccer that we have out there. Of course, started right here in Rochester with the Rochester Lancers back in the mid to late 1970s. Has been going strong ever since. So, of course, we want to thank Michael and Dick Howard for being on the show, as always. And our special guest, Mark Pulisic, the assistant coach of the Rochester Rhinos. The Rhinos will be taking their first match of the season in the USL next Saturday, 4 p.m. at Bethlehem Steel. Home opener, the 22nd, against New York Red Bulls 2. 454 kick or rhinosoccer.com to get your tickets. This has been Andrew Battisti, Bob D'Angelo in the control room at WYSL. Joe Sirianni will be back with us on next Monday's show, which is at 6:30 here for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, right here on WYSL, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Have a good night, everybody.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Olindo's, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.